On to this story, 7 months after the country's general elections, the Czech Republic is still without a stable government. The lower house is paralyzed by the even division of power between left and right parties, and the speaker of the lower house is about to resign from office. At the present time, it seems that the one institution which remains a beacon of stability is the office of the president. After 4 years in office, President Václav Klaus has a 67% popularity rating, and the majority of Czechs would like to see him re-elected in next year's presidential elections. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
One of the key figures in the seven-month-long search for a new government is President Václav Klaus. Yet its failure to materialize has cost him none of his popularity. Opinion surveys consistently show him as the most trustworthy political figure in the Czech Republic. And the latest one out suggests that 67% of Czechs would like to see him re-elected in next year's presidential elections. The fact that Václav Klaus is the founder of the right-wing Civic Democratic Party and insists that he will always be a conservative at heart has, surprisingly enough, not harmed him. 54% of left-wing voters say they want him for president. So what's at the heart of Mr. Klaus's popularity with the public? Political analyst Jiří Pehe.
Václav Klaus is a president who appeals to many people because he is someone who represents the country quite well. He is seen as someone who commands foreign languages, is a good representative of the country. And I think that people put his ability to represent the country very high on the ladder of things.
He is also the founder of the Civic Democratic Party. Has he managed to distance himself from that?
I think that Václav Klaus has been ambivalent about his distance or distancing from the Civic Democratic Party. On the one hand, he is really emphasizing that he cannot separate himself from the party and that he is a politician with conservative thinking or leaning. On the other hand, in the last few months or weeks, he has shown that when it comes to negotiations about the government and some tactical moves, he can be tough even on his own party, and that may be something that paradoxically actually helped him in public opinion, because he has shown that he is really not just an ODS politician, but the president who stands above political parties.
The high rate of public support would be great news for Mr. Klaus, were it not for the fact that the public will not be electing the next president. Under the Czech constitution, the president is elected by parliament, and his re-election could thus become a highly politicized issue. There are those who claim that in the search for a new government, Mr. Klaus is trying to secure a coalition which would agree to get him re-elected. They see this as the only plausible explanation for why the right-wing Mr. Klaus would be happy to accept a grand coalition. Mr. Klaus himself has strongly rejected that idea, insisting that he only wants a stable government, which a coalition with the smaller parties is not able to ensure. Although the present centre-right coalition originally said it would try to push through direct presidential elections, it has since watered down that statement. It seems fairly certain now that the next head of state will be elected by parliament, and if there is anything playing in Václav Klaus's favour, it is the fact that there is no rival on the horizon. Even those respondents who claimed they did not want him re-elected were not able to say who should succeed him as head of state.